Dear creative friends, welcome to issue number 3 of the Studio Works Journal. I'm so delighted you are here, and I can't wait to share with you. So this issue came about a little differently, let me explain. The past few months we have discussed discipline, creative practice, and then began to learn how to nurture our inner artists. I had a few logical ideas of how to proceed, however my muse had no interest in logic. What I had planned out in my head for this issue was contradicting what my heart had already decided. When I pushed a little harder, I was met with a firm resistance. I had to stop, back up, and take notice of what my heart was saying. She whispered, "Let us play. Let us delight in magic. Let's run away to far-off shores, dance in forgotten castles, run through a sunlit forest, listen to sweet music, taste the sea air." It was then I knew that this month it was time for us to take an adventure together. Theme of the month, practical magic. Magic is all around us, right? We hear this all the time, but what does it truly mean and how does it connect to our creativity? Close your eyes for just a second and remember yourself as a child. Think back to a memory when you experienced magic. It could have been Christmas morning, watching your first Disney movie, walking in the forest, reading a special story, anything. Can you remember? Do you remember that tingling excitement, that fullness in your heart? The beautiful swelling of joy, that is real magic, that feeling. Your inner child knows it well and can connect with it easily. Your inner artist is the same. Your inner artist delights in color and sound and touch and experiences of all kinds. She marvels at a bird alighting on a branch or the blazing sun slipping beneath the turquoise waves, a sweet melody, a choir of children signing, light streaming through the trees, the delicious taste of freshly baked bread or biting into a ripe peach on a warm summer day. Magic, right? This tingling, buzzing, electric wonder is magic, and it fuels us. Magic is sister to joy. Without it, we can feel apathetic, closed, resentful, and far, far too serious. When we lose our connection to magic, we lose our willingness to play. So how do we stay connected to this beautiful energy? How do we embrace it and bring it into our everyday? Well, I'm happy to share that it requires a playful attitude, a childlike curiosity, and a departure from the very adult world around us. Of course, working in your sketchbook and on your art is a practice of working with magic, but there are other ways to actively engage in it. Here's a practical magic-making list to try. 1. Walk in the forest. Look at everything with wonder. 2. Go to a local museum. Marvel at all the creations. 3. Take yourself on a picnic. Find a beautiful place in the grass to lay out your blanket, to eat delicious treats and stare up at the sky. 4. Light candles. Put on your favorite music and cook up a favorite meal, taking special time to taste, sip, and deeply inhale the aromas. 5. Go to a book reading at your local library. Experience the story like a child being read to. 6. Wake up before dawn and then watch as the whole world lights up with the rising sun. 7. Take a walk in the rain. Delight in being impractical. Splash in a few puddles along the way. 8. Make a favorite dessert, wrap it up beautifully, and then surprise a friend, neighbor, or loved one. Bringing magic to others brings magic to ourselves. 9. Sit and listen to your favorite music. Don't do anything other than listen. Enjoy how the music feels in your body. 10. Light candles all over your bedroom and read by candlelight just because it's beautiful. Try these and think up and share your own. Embracing our magic and seeking it out in the everyday will forever change your heart and your art. Word of the month, magic. Definition: a quality of being beautiful and delightful in a way that seems remote from daily life. While there are several definitions for this word, we are focusing on the simple explanation. To see beauty and delight in our everyday world as a way of connecting to our inner artist and fueling our creativity. It's easy to pass through our days unconsciously, seeing only the mundane, but this is not the way of the artist. It is our natural way of being to see magic in the world around us. It is a necessary part of being creative. First Tastes of Magic Writing Prompt. As previously mentioned, our first magical experiences often happen in our childhood. take a moment and write down any magical memories you can recall. They can be simple or elaborate. Make a list or write in descriptive paragraphs. The choice is yours. However, the more you can recall, the more magic you will feel. What can you see, hear, smell? Where in your body do you feel the memory? Your heart? Your belly? Remember, your inner artist is sensual. Tap into all of your senses. For example, a memory of visiting a tiny seaside town on the East Coast that I just loved is often recalled when I smell a raspberry perfume I wore when I was only 13. One whiff of that perfume and I'm transported to the shore, watching the boats, smelling the sea air, the waves gently lapping at my toes. I can still feel the warmth of the sun on my face, and the sky was the purest cerulean blue. Gulls cried out overhead. My lips were sweet from vanilla ice cream. Everything felt enchanted that day. Close your eyes for a moment and breathe deeply. Then write freely. Don't judge what you write down. It may not all make sense. Just let the words come. Don't worry about punctuation. You may just list words. Whatever comes, let it flow. You may choose to look through childhood photographs or listen to music that might take you back to a time in your life. These can be good ways to jostle your memory. Be playful with this exercise. We are simply reacquainting ourselves with what is truly our natural way of being, experiencing magic and joy with an innocent ease, free of constraints. What memories came up for you? Could any of them be sketches you could make? Or even paintings? Color palette of the month. This month, I was deeply inspired by a full range of luscious greens, teal, and sweet shades of lavender. I mentioned that we would take a magical trip together in this issue, and these colors speak to that place. Sweeping landscapes in emerald, turquoise waves crashing on sandy shores, and purple heather blooming in the hills. Can you guess where we are going yet? Of course, you don't have to adhere to this color palette, but you will see it reflected in the exercises and projects I share with you. Magic Muse. Prompt: create a magical shrine. Gather together a few special, pretty objects that make your inner child delight. It could be a shimmering crystal, a colorful pebble, a favorite jar of rainbow beads, or a vial of glitter. It could be anything that you love, just because. Arrange these things in your creative space, or even on a windowsill. Add a candle or stick of incense if you like, or grab a strand of fairy lights. I'm a big fan of those. Visit this pretty little magic shrine often and let yourself enjoy the beauty of it. Journey to a magical land. Travel and exploring new places has always been a way to experience magic for me, but obviously we can't always hop on a plane, but we can always read, research, and learn about cultures and lands we've never been to. There is so much inspiration to be found in this practice. If a place calls to you, there is a good chance that it will hold some magic for you, whether or not you get to actually go there physically. When I authored my old blog, I created a series of posts called Vicarious Vacations. In these posts, I would extensively research a place in the world that fascinated me, and then I would share images, recipes, and even sounds from these locations. My readers would comment and delight in the virtual journey. It brought me so much joy to create these, so I thought I would do one with you now. Many of you know I'm heading to Ireland for the first time in June to teach at Laura Murphy's Essence of Mulrani Studio. As you can imagine, I'm very excited, but of course only a few art friends are coming with me. So for this issue, I wanted to virtually teleport you all to Ireland with me through words, images, music, and art. While Ireland's history has deep roots, reaching back to 8,000 BC as artists, I would like us to focus on Ireland's sweeping landscapes, the many mystical stories that originate from this land, and of course all the gorgeous Celtic artwork. These elements are made of magic, nature, story, and art. A culture of artisans. Celtic art is old, very old, and actually spans many countries. However, the Celtic-influenced art that was created in Ireland is referred to as insular art. Insular comes from the Latin for island. Thus, island art. The most famous are the illuminated manuscripts from the Book of Kells, created by monks in 800 BC. This Irish relic is now housed at Trinity College in Dublin. The book boasts intricate designs and incredibly detailed patterning. It is considered one of Ireland's most beloved treasures. The Celts were also highly skilled metal, wood, and ceramic workers, creating beautiful and masterful designs, many depicting nature and symbolic patterns. Celtic art, ultimately, was influenced by many cultures, including the Vikings, Romans, and other ancient civilizations. Of course, modern Ireland also has its share of celebrated painters, including Charles Jervis, Walter Frederick Osborne, Sir John Lavery, William John Leech, Mainey Jellett, Nora McGuinness, Rose Maynard Barton, and Letitia Marion Hamilton. Enjoy this slideshow of ancient Celtic art moving forward to some of Ireland's most loved painters. I encourage you to research the ones you love further, and even do some master studies in your sketchbooks. Learning about other artists that inspire you is the perfect way to refill your well and inspire magic. Make note of what you love about the artist's work. Is it the colors they use? The brushwork? Their compositions or interpretation of a subject? How does the artwork make you feel? A bevy of goddesses. Like all cultures, Ireland has a vast and unique cast of mythical characters, gods and goddesses, heroes and villains. I have always loved mythology, and of course, who doesn't love the idea of powerful goddesses? Fierce or gentle, wise or passionate, these archetypes have fascinated artists for centuries, and a great many beautiful pieces have been created from their inspiring tales. Here are a few of my favorite goddesses from Irish myth. Éin, goddess of love, growth, cattle, and light. Her name means bright, as she lights up the dark. Celebrations for this goddess were held on Midsummer's Eve. Brigid, Celtic goddess of fire, the forge and the hearth, poetry, healing, childbirth, and unity. She is known by many names, including that of Saint Brigid, who is, perhaps, the most powerful religious figure in Irish history. Danu, she is mother of the earth, the gods, fertility, wisdom, wind, and of all the Celtic people. The story of Danu lingers with her offspring, Tuatha de Danann, or people of the goddess Danu, who in Irish folklore are known as the fairy people who are skilled in magic. Epona. The meaning of her name is Great Mare. She is the protector of horses. She is usually portrayed as riding a white mare side saddle, sometimes with a foal, or standing while surrounded by horses. Flidais. The woodland goddess, protector of wild animals and livestock. Her name means doe, and she rode a chariot drawn by deer. Morrigan. She represented the circle of life and was associated with both birth and death. Her name translates to Great Queen, or Phantom Queen. She was a shapeshifter and looked over the rivers, fresh water, and lakes. She is often represented with a raven. Rhiannon. Moon goddess who is known as the Divine Queen of Fairies. She is the goddess of fertility, rebirth, wisdom, magic, transformation, beauty, artistic inspiration, and poetry. Rhiannon manifests as a beautiful young woman dressed in gold, riding a pale horse with singing birds flying around her head. The singing birds can wake spirits or grant sleep to mortals. These are only a few of the goddesses from Celtic lore. Which ones fascinate you the most? I encourage you to learn more about them. Sketchbook explorations. Before we begin our explorations, I wanted to provide a cohesive theme for us to focus on. This will help unify our explorations and provides us with a simple place to start when approaching a very white and very blank sketchbook. Our sketchbook theme this month is magic and story. While these will mean different things to everyone, I encourage you to explore this theme. We will be doing some Irish-themed work, but if another culture, myth, or story calls to you, please do learn more and sketch, paint, and play with all the beautiful inspiration you cultivate. Magic Muse. Prompt. Take a magical bath. Light candles in your bathroom. Play soft music. I highly recommend the music from this month's playlist if it resonates with you. Add your favorite essential oils or bubble bath. You can even scatter lavender or rose petals into your bath water. Soak, listen, relax, and marvel at the beauty of candlelight. Read a favorite book or magazine. Take time to cultivate magical self-care moments like this. Please remember, our explorations in our sketchbook are really just access points to get you into the flow. However, they can also be seeds for new ideas, concepts, and themes in your art. Some of them will be more about writing, and others more about drawing and painting. You will see below three prompts and exercises explained and photographed from my own sketchbook. You are welcome to expand upon, invent, and experiment with your own concepts too. Use our color palette if you want to. You will see I stay in that theme for my explorations. These may feel silly at first, but let your inner artist play. Exploration 1. Celtic Illumination Coloring. Celtic drawings and designs are so very beautiful and complex too. They are layered with symbol and meaning. Take a moment and look through our Celtic design files and print out a design that inspires you. Now simply color it in. Yes, coloring recalls childhood memories of coloring books and crayons. Delightful, right? But now, take your time and meditatively color your Celtic design. Imagine what it would have been like to hand draw and painstakingly paint these designs like the monks who created the Book of Kells. Enjoy the simple act of using color and playing with mediums without the additional task of drawing or composing. I loved using my Arteza brush pens and gold paint to work on mine. Play music and daydream. Exploration 2. An Irish Landscape. Enjoy the Pinterest board I have created for you of Irish landscapes. Pick one you love and do a small painting or sketch of it in your sketchbook. What do you love about it? Make note of this. What makes it feel magical to you? Hint. This is a bit of practice for our final project. Exploration 3. Myth-inspired. From the stories we listen to or the goddesses mentioned, sketch, collage, or paint a scene, character, or element of your choice. Listening and, of course, reading stories can cultivate such beautiful imagery for our inner artists, rich in wonder and magic. If these stories didn't resonate with you, find one that you enjoy and draw from that. Hint, I used carbon paper to transfer that Celtic design onto my goddess sketch. Other ideas to try. Fairy tales. Draw from the images in your mind from your favorite fairy tale, or do a study from a famous piece of artwork based on this story. Magical creatures. Draw or paint favorite magical creatures, mermaids, unicorns, elves, any delightful mythical being that you enjoy. What creatures did you enjoy as a child? I had unicorn and Pegasus posters all over my room as a young girl. Tree of Life. This beautiful symbol is very powerful in Celtic lore. Sketch, paint of collage your own Tree of Life, full of your own beautiful symbols and patterns. I hope you've enjoyed this month's episode of the Studio Works Journal. If you'd like to join us, please visit studioworkscreative.com. Thank you for listening.